Ingram, Prager, Medved, Hewitt, Savage, News Talk 870, KRLA, where your opinion counts.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870, KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny.
Thank you.
Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. We're here on News Talk 870 KRLA. If you have any questions, you can call us toll-free today at 866-870-5752. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Just to recap a little bit on our show, last week we had Mark on our show. He's a 40-year-old Caucasian male who had been struggling with his health in the last 5 to 8 years. He had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee 8 years ago for a torn meniscus, but the meniscus tore again. He also had a very sensitive digestive system in the last 5 years. Anything he ate would cause severe bloating and pain and fatigue. 7 to 8 treatments with Dr. Tong, he has no knee pain, no pain or bloating after eating, and his energy has increased tremendously. He's surfing again after not surfing for 5 years, and he's also lost 11 pounds. We also had Eva with us, who was on our show 2 times. She was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and eventually became legally blind. She also had left-sided joint pain, anxiety, low back pain, jealousy. She is now regaining some of her color vision. She can see bold colors now, as well as her peripheral vision after only a few NBE treatments.
And she lost her eyesight for 19 years,
and she's beginning to regain it.
Right.
Give us a call if you'd like an appointment at 714-556-8664. We have our first guest with us today, Hilda from Garden Grove. Let's get Hilda on the line.
Well, a few weeks ago, one of our staff, she was new with us, Heather, she remarked that when she first came, she was amazed that many people came in on a wheelchair and walked out. Well, Hilda is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Hilda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome
Hilda
to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Can you give us kind of like a little history of your problem before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I was in extreme pain. I was having a lot of muscle spasm from my hip, thigh, all the way down to my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on all kinds of medications just to be able to get by it. And just with one session with Dr. Tung, I haven't had to take any pain medications.
Now, how long have you had this pain for?
Approximately a couple of months.
Couple of months?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have the pain at any pain before that?
Never.
Mm. And so in 2 months, you had to resort to using a wheelchair and
yes.
walker?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so just...
How long did you use a wheelchair?
It got so bad I couldn't do anything without it. And then I went to see you and I virtually walked out.
Yeah, you did.
Now, what did you do before you went to see Dr. Tung?
Oh, I went to a chiropractor and then I went to an orthopedic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't find anything. I had to take MRIs.
Mm-hmm.
And they found some area in my bone where I wasn't getting any circulation that was causing the pain.
They diagnosed that as what, avascular necrosis or
yes.
something like that?
What did they diagnose? What was the diagnosis?
Avascular narcosis.
Avascular necrosis.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's a point, okay? You go to orthopedic surgeons, all they do is do a lot of tests.
And then they tell
and
you.
Give you what their fancy name.
Right.
But none of them do mm-hmm. anything except surgery. So if you're not thinking about surgery, it's absolutely useless and waste time to see an orthopedic surgeon. I hate to say this, okay? Because they'll refer you to a physical therapist. But I found this is also disturbing, okay? Why should a grown man and grown woman need an orthopedic surgeon or a rheumatologist to okay it for you to go see a physical therapist? So it's just adding cost to our system.
It's
and making us more
tape.
Dumb, making the patient more dumb, that you need a doctor's okay approval to go see a physical therapist.
So you've had one treatment with Dr. Tung.
Actually, I've had two treatments.
Two treatments now.
And
okay.
I've not had to have any pain pills.
Yeah.
No
I want
more
the,
pain
yeah,
pills.
Yeah, I want to emphasize the fact that you came in on a wheelchair.
Yes, she came
You
in
could hardly walk about two steps, you know, it's very painful.
Yes.
But you walk out without a wheelchair.
Yes, I did.
And
yes.
also, your orthopedic surgeon, I understand, told you to stay off your hip, right? Because
Correct.
Of, okay.
Yes.
Now, what did Dr. Tung tell you to do?
To walk on it.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I got to modify this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Without my treatment,
don't walk on it.
The reason is, okay, your problem is that avascular. At least they knew this part, okay?
No
but
circulation.
Everything is caused by poor circulation.
Right.
And poor circulation is caused by lack of energy from your mind. Okay, without the circulation supplying the muscle, you walk too much, you'll create more problem.
Mm-hmm.
So like people that with heart trouble, okay, and every time you walk, you get chest pain or severe arthritis, okay. Now those people, walking sometimes cause more problem
mm-hmm.
until you open the meridians and open the circulations.
Right.
After you do this, okay, it's much more beneficial to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So you improve the circulation with the exercise, which would be a help to enhancement to our treatment.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, so you have no pain. How's your pain now then? Is it better? Is it improved? Is it all gone? Or?
Well, once in a while I get little spasms, but nothing like it was before.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even need to take any Tylenol.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
but
wonderful.
I know we're not done with the treatment yet.
Right,
right.
Right. I mean, there's some work to do.
Let
course.
Me ask you, how about you emotionally?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, will you feel different emotionally now than before?
Yes, I was uncertain. I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what's going on, and I feel more secure.
Mm.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
That's important when you don't know what's going on with your body.
That's right. In fact, all I did was that the injection are emotional points.
Mm.
Every single acupuncture points are emotional point. The acupuncture meridians are antennas to receive the different emotion, different feeling from
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes.
Well, Hilda, so will you continue treatments with Dr. Tung?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being on the show, okay?
Well, thank you for having me.
Have
yes.
a wonderful weekend, Hilda.
You
okay.
too. Take care.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD, on News Talk 870 KRLA. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have Fiji on the line. Her question is, what is the cause of fibromyalgia? Fiji, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So, Dr. Tung, you want to explain the cause of fibromyalgia?
That's right. Okay, good. At least you understand this much, okay? fibromyalgia is not the cause of your muscle pain.
Mm-hmm.
Fibromyalgia is a medical profession's alternative term
for
muscle aches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Muscle is controlled by the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
So spleen is affected by worry, by sweet fruit, and by too much moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
in your life,
exactly.
Okay, you probably have a lot of stress that makes you, or you're worried.
Worry a lot,
okay?
Or eat a lot of starches.
Eat a lot of starches, simple
sweets.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things, okay? So putting a fibromyalgia used to be called fibrositis.
Mm-hmm.
And some people call it like ligamentous pain.
Right.
All kinds of different names, okay?
Right.
But we call it, the layman call it muscle aches,
mm-hmm.
okay? Say, what's the cause of it? Cause is the blocking of different meridian, especially the spleen and stomach meridian. So you may have digestive problem
mm-hmm.
along with it, okay? So the treatment is to clear the meridians,
right.
get the energy in, which open up circulation
mm-hmm.
to your muscles
exactly.
and to your digestive system. Stop eating those sweet and refined sugars. And after the treatment, okay,
mm-hmm.
you worry less.
Right.
Even you
because
worry.
Because you'll be emotionally more stable.
Yeah,
you
will affect you less, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you have the number to our office, Fiji?
Yeah, I do. But I was also wondering how much of fibromyalgia, like there's a medicine called guafenazine. How useful is that?
Not useful at all,
mm-hmm.
okay?
It's not, right?
Absolutely
right.
not, okay?
You don't have fibromyalgia because you lack guafenazine.
That's right, okay? Fibromyalgia is not caused by a deficiency of any
right,
drugs.
Right, right.
A healthy person does not take drugs to maintain health,
mm-hmm.
okay? You go to a doctor for one, there are two ways to treat disease. One is cover the symptom. The other way is restore your health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, MDs, okay, and most other doctors do not know how to restore health.
Right.
Can I
exercise regularly? They say that that's supposed to be a good thing.
Okay,
of course.
Just the same thing that I talked about before. Depend on how blocked you are.
Mm-hmm.
If your circulation is very, very poor, exercise can cause more problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not so poor, the exercise can help. But
right.
you will not cure it.
Right, right.
And if it doesn't have acupuncture treatments or
acupuncture will help, okay? But
it would open the meridians.
That's right. Then acupuncture will help.
Have to do for the rest of my life, or can
our treatment is to clear you so that you get a permanent cure.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn about dietary and
right.
lifestyle changes.
Right, you have to do your part as well. But because of stress, a lot of our patients come back, once a month, once every few months for a tune-up treatment.
Yeah,
okay.
not too often.
Very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes once a year.
If you get on a dietary
mm-hmm.
change, okay, most people can get long-term cure.
Okay, Fiji.
Thank you so much for all your help and have a great
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Thanks.
Okay, we have Kwan on the line regarding manic depression. He wants to know the traditional medicine versus nutrition and lifestyle changes. Kwan, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome
Kwan.
To our show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Medication.
I guess my question for you is, similar to the previous caller, how much do you see medicine versus, say, lifestyle or nutritional effects as being potential cures for or at least treatments for a
okay,
condition
okay.
like manic?
Medicine is no cure. Medicine drive you the other way around, okay? Please, anytime anybody call in, okay, this will be my answer
mm-hmm.
on any medicine, okay? You give a living system.
For chronic disorders.
Yeah, for chronic disorders,
mm-hmm.
okay? You give a living system something that the living system never need.
Mm-hmm.
It's never beneficial.
Yeah, we're not... Sorry.
Especially the medication are harmful to you.
Exactly.
Okay? Lifestyle changes will help.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, you need some treatment, like acupuncture or especially my treatment.
The NBE
to get
treatment.
You off the hump. In fact, we have scheduled another patient that came to me for low platelet count.
Mm-hmm.
But after one treatment, she was so happy because I get rid of her depression. She didn't
right.
tell me that she had depression.
It's a byproduct of the...
It's
a good side effect of our treatment.
A good side effect.
There
okay.
are no bad... sometimes some soreness, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you stay on the line, Juan, and we're going to have Judy on. You can kind of hear what she... Because she had some experience
depression.
Of depression.
Yes.
And
okay.
you'll kind of understand how we treat the whole body instead of just symptoms of your disease.
I can cure many depressive
mm-hmm.
problems okay, very easily.
Right.
Especially when you're young.
You don't want to take lithium or anything like
that. No, no.
Yeah.
Go to our website and you'll see tons of cases.
If you go, our website's drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining our show. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. If you have any questions, call us now at toll-free at 866-870-5752. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information and to listen to our past shows. Our next guest is a very beautiful, lovely lady from Escondido, Judy. Judy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to our show, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So glad for you to take the time. Judy is a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow, she's changed.
Yes.
You have come back to yourself after my treatment. Yeah.
Judy, why don't you give us a little brief history.
Well, the first time I went is because I had a stroke in 1999. I had numbness, and on my left side, I had double-sided tape to keep my shoe on. After one treatment, I was so much better. I could walk straight. I didn't have to have tape. It's unbelievable. The second time I went, I just kind of offhandedly mentioned to him that I was very depressed. He said, well, you didn't tell me. I said, well, I told you so many things. I feel so happy. I cannot believe it, Dr. Tong. You've done wonderful.
Yes.
And I'm so happy.
Her eyes are brighter. Her skin is clearer. Everything.
And you say you were sending a bouquet of flowers to the nurses who referred to you.
Yes, I did.
I thought you were going to send it to me. What about my flower?
So I am very, very happy, and
yes.
I thank God. It's like a miracle, and I'm just, you know, I can't wait to come back on Tuesday.
How is your left side now? The strength?
It's much better. I have no pain. I've not been. I would have to drink a glass of wine every day and take Soma every day at 4 o'clock. I'd be in so much pain. I don't even think about that because I'm not in pain, and I'm laughing, and thank you. I'm happy, and I'm smiling. I didn't want to get out of bed. I had no reason to get out of bed. Every day I just lay there. I'll just stay in bed all day. I had to make myself get up.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
After two shots. I mean, I just can't believe it. I am so happy.
Actually, after the first treatment, you were so much happy.
Enthusiastic. Yeah. More. I have some reason to get out of bed and something to live for. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Right. You were a little apprehensive after the first treatment at first, but then
I wasn't sure. You know, they say, you know, if it's too good to be true,
Well, actually, the reason you came to me was because the nurse from the other doctor. Tell us about how.
How you found out about us.
Okay, nobody can find out what's wrong with me, and they can't fix it when they do. The Mayo Clinic wanted to cut my spleen out and give me high doses of steroids, and I said no.
Because you have low platelets, right?
That was for the low platelets, yes. Okay, and they don't know why. But that my doctor's nurse got on the Internet, and she said, you know what, I'm going to find this out. And so she worked really hard to find this, and she gave me the paper. She said, Judy, you have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, thank you, Judy. Her name is Judy, too. So I said, I made an appointment right away, and my husband took me there, and my gosh, it's really wonderful. I mean, and I did. I stopped, gave her a big kiss. I sent some tropical bouquet to her. She was so surprised.
Yes.
But she took the time.
Yes,
that's
like that. Wonderful.
She works for an osteopath, correct?
Yes, she does.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let me explain a little bit, okay? So they call it a low platelet thrombocytopenia.
Yes.
Let me tell you what caused your problem,
no.
Okay? The thing that makes blood, number one, is the bone marrow is governed by the kidney system.
Mm-hmm.
The liver stores the blood. Mm-hmm. And the spleen gets stuff from the digestive system to make the blood. So liver, kidney, and spleen are the energy, not the organ itself. The organ itself carry out the command from your mind. Your mind, the kidney, the mind, the liver, the mind, the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And those are affected by fear, by frustration and anger, and by worry. Remember, spleen's caused
worry.
By worry.
Mm-hmm.
So those stress cause your problem. Plus that, if you like to eat too much sweets and too much sour food or salty food, okay, you will affect those organs. Plus then your lung and your...
Everything gets affected.
Yeah, everything's
like
affected.
Okay?
But principally, for the blood, are those things. So when I treat you, I did not even know that you were depressed.
I know.
Right. Now you can laugh, okay? But you weren't laughing the first time.
No, I wasn't laughing. Well, I'm laughing now, and I just can't tell you how it's wonderful. You guys are great.
That's right.
You're wonderful, Judy, and you have a wonderful husband, too. Very supportive.
Oh, yes.
See, you have a great personality, but because of
block. Yeah, but it's been covered up, and I've been walking around
like
a zombie.
She also had a lot of trauma in her life, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
emotional trauma.
Now, those are I call emotional trash that you have.
Yeah, we got to get rid of it.
That's right. I'm dumping it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we dump it so fast. That's why the change is very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I had depression before, so I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah,
you should lie in bed. This is about
no motivation.
The best place, the best position, to lie in bed, okay? Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to do, don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Everything takes too much effort.
I didn't want to get up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And also, she's doing her part, too, with the supplements and the
yes.
Master's Miracle, right?
And I'm just very faithful, boy. I'm going to tell you, whatever you tell me to do, I'm doing.
Right. How long
right
were you? How long have you been depressed?
Well, 5 years.
5 years.
5 years
Jeez.
Depression.
No wonder.
And I kept waiting for it to go away. Every day I would get up and cry.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, listen, people out there, okay? You don't need to commit suicide.
It's
very easy to treat.
Dr. Tong and Elaine.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's very easy to treat, okay? This is no joke. Yeah.
No, it's not.
So know anybody who want to commit suicide, send them over. You'll save a life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much.
And yes.
I'll tell you how much I love and appreciate you guys.
Oh, we
thank
love you,
you
too,
yeah,
Judy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll see
thank
you Tuesday
you.
Then.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Judy on the line with us. She suffered from a stroke about 5 years ago, if you're just tuning in. She had numbness on her whole left side of her body. She had to put tape on her shoes just to keep her shoes on. She had depression. After one treatment, actually, she had no more pain. She didn't need to take wine or her Soma to get the pain away, and her left side's much stronger. And a good side effect of the treatment is her depression is gone. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our lines are open. If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, the toll-free number is 866-870-5752. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. You can listen to all our past shows. They're archived there. We have over 160 shows now. We've been on the air for almost 4 years. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Is there anything we want to talk about, Dr. Tong? We still have a few minutes left.
Yes. You know, on Judy, we want to get her back once we increase her platelet count.
Mm-hmm. Which
and we have done that to other people mm-hmm. before. We increased the white count of K few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So her white count went down to zero.
Mm-hmm.
I get it back to normal within two treatments.
Right.
So I expect Judy's platelet and blood count to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
If not now, maybe a couple more treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, a lot of people who after the treatment would not want to share their story, which I think is kind of terrible.
Well,
because
sometimes they're scared. Not everyone likes to talk like us.
I don't like to talk. Actually, you do. Okay? Speak for yourself. But in any case, maybe I'll get another guest come back.
Okay.
Because this guest was treated by one of the acupuncturists who got me interested in acupuncture about 30 years ago, Dr. Wu. And yeah, this patient had low back pain for like 15 years, 10 to 15 years, and had 7 treatments from Dr. Wu. I can say that he's one of my earlier teachers, even though I was not interested in learning acupuncture at that time. But anyway, no treatment, no response. And one treatment from me, the pain was totally gone. He owns a restaurant in Newport Boulevard. The bamboo terrace.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we went
there
at his place
over there
on Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
He was so happy.
Yeah, yeah, because his pain was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
he had an atypical back pain, right? You said.
Yeah, kind of atypical, mm-hmm. but I got rid of it anyway. Yeah, mm-hmm. so anybody suffering from pain, you don't have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, you don't have to live with it.
Yes.
Infection. You don't have to live
right.
with it, and you do not have to attack the
talking about infection really really quickly, the West Nile virus now. There was a man who died from West Nile
That's
virus.
That's right. Okay. The correct form of treatment is to improve
mm-hmm.
your own defense system. People who are healthy do not get sick. You know, during the SARS and or any influenza, millions of people get their bugs. But millions of people do not get sick. Only a small number get sick. So the real treatment is not to attack the virus, not attack the bacteria, but increase your health.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 714-556-8664. You can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Inside every Game Boy, right next to the silicon chip, is something familiar, a battery. And if you think all batteries are the same,